Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Wednesday afternoon. All sorts of discussions about Joe Biden's cognitive abilities. He apparently forgot that about 30 days ago, he was on a tear telling people, of course I've taken a cognitive test. Yes, I'm tested all the time, because this morning he trashed a reporter for daring to ask the question, and then his answer was 180 degrees the opposite. No, why would I take a test? So we're going to talk about that. We'll talk about President Trump's, 90-day march to re-election, I hope. But as we bring Bill O'Reilly into this, it's number one, it's always great to have Bill here, but Bill, as I welcome you, I did not realize that you had a connection to Pete Hamill, one of my most favorite writers. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, Pete passed away this morning. He had been suffering for years. He was on dialysis and got to his heart. So I'm in Boston University in the mid-1970s, and I'm trying to figure out my journalistic path, and I was on the school newspaper there, and I sent some articles to Pete Hamill because my father was from Brooklyn. Pete's a Brooklyn boy. I'm both Irish, and my father loved him. And so I said, let me send him a couple of articles out of nowhere. He never met the O'Reilly family, didn't know us. And he wrote back, and he was very encouraging and gave me a great critique. And from there, I stayed in touch with him all these years, and the guy was just one of the most honest and talented writers and reporters that I have ever seen, and I think that have ever existed in America. And if you don't know the name Pete Hamill, two L's at the end, Google him and then read something that he wrote, either a novel or, I like his column. Yes. He put columns in book form. That's a good way to read Pete. But above that, he was a good guy. He helped me throughout my career. Was always I could always count on him for a fair critique. Wow. And boy, oh boy, I'm so happy I knew him.
You are blessed to have known him. He always struck me as, you know, the front page guy, you know, just banging away at that typewriter, probably a beverage on some part of the desk, and maybe a cigarette in an ashtray. No real formal education, but gosh, what an amazing storyteller.
Great storyteller, old school guy. If he wrote it, you know it was true.
Yeah.
And that is so opposite of what we have today. I got to tell you, I do a thing tonight on BillO'Reilly.com about the Washington Post and the New York Times and how blatantly dishonest they are, both newspapers. Oh. And I use an article in the Post about China, and it's a puff piece on China, where they don't even mention the persecution of the Muslims in the western part of the country or the blatant attempt to take over Hong Kong and impose totalitarianism there. Don't even mention it. Wow. But they said, oh, you know, the communists aren't so bad, and, you know, the younger people like them. And I'm going, oh, my God. Oh, and then the New York Times wants Elizabeth Warren to be Biden's VP, and so they do a puff piece on her. And it's like, oh, you know, Hamill was the editor of the New York Daily News and the New York Post, he would have taken those pieces, thrown them right in the garbage. They never would have gotten into the paper. But that's the age of the old school guys like him. That's gone now, and it'll never come back.
That is an awful, awful thought. It's true, but it's such a terrible, terrible thought.
What a shame.
Bill O'Reilly is joining us. Of course, multiple ways to experience O'Reilly. BillO'Reilly.com, I think, is the best one. You know, you mentioned the Washington Post. I have to confess, we have the Washington Post delivered here to Casa Cats. And I'm just at the point, I don't know if I'm just being irresponsible, if I just have a low tolerance for things that make me nauseous in my old age. I leave it for my wife. She still looks through it. I can't bring myself to even pick it up and gaze upon it.
Well, I get a bunch of newspapers delivered to my house, Jeff, every morning, and the New York Times and the Washington Post are not among them.
Okay.
Because I don't have time for BS. I mean, yeah. I don't have time for BS in any part of my life. You know, I can't even take it from the mailman. I just don't have it. You know, nobody gives it to me because they know I can't. Yeah. O'Reilly's not going to go for this.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, there is an option. I go to realclearpolitics.com mm-hmm. every morning. That's an honest site. They have a bunch of columns and editorials posted, 50-50 as far as point of view is concerned, and I get a lot of good information there from across the country, so I don't need the propaganda sheets anymore, and I just absolutely have cut them cold.
Well, listen, I'm glad to hear that. I feel guilty about paying that bill. My wife, however, likes the insert, so I mean, we still get it, but gosh, it just it's painful.
Awful.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, let me ask you about Joe Biden. He's hiding in the basement. The best thing that's ever happened to his campaign is coronavirus because he doesn't have to come up above ground and the rest of it. Can he ride that basement couch to the White House?
Sure.
Wow.
Absolutely. I mean, COVID has changed everything. I lead tonight on BillO'Reilly.com with Biden and the interview that you mentioned to your listeners before I came on. And done with CBS this morning, where this African-American reporter asked him about, hey, if you take the cognitive test, and Biden goes, what are you talking about? I don't take a test. Do you take a test to see if you're using cocaine? He says this to the reporter. I mean, I laughed out loud. I was so entertaining. I mean, this guy's great. I love Biden like this.
Oh, good.
And what I love most about it is that the debates, if they, and I think they're going to be fiascos, I don't even know if they're going to be three of them. After the first one, they're going to have to close it all down. But both Trump and Biden, you have no idea what they're going to say. You know, and you know Trump's going to go after him.
Oh, yes.
You know he's going to give him the Jeb Bush treatment.
Yep.
And Biden could say anything on earth back. And so we're going to be sitting there with our popcorn going, is this really happening in America? Wow. Are these the two presidential candidates? It's going to be unbelievable. But COVID has helped Joe Biden because, as you mentioned, he doesn't have to campaign. He's not going to go to the Democratic convention in Milwaukee. He's not even going to go.
Right.
Trump's not going to have a convention. Trump will take the nomination in the Oval Office or wherever, and that'll drive the liberals crazy. So no conventions. It's going to be a slug out on September 29th.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that night, I'll be able to tell you.
Okay.
Because by then, we'll have some exposition on a vaccine for COVID. Once that vaccine comes into play, the whole presidential race changes.
Yeah.
So there's so many things in 3 months, Jeff. But boy, that September 29th debate is going to be, that's going to be something.
What do you think the chances are they can get Vince McMahon to be one of the moderators? Because it is just going to
be
insane.
They're going to have three people sitting there. But neither Trump nor Biden are you going to listen to their questions. They're going to answer anything they want to answer. It's live TV. I mean, if I were Trump, I'd go, thank you for that question, but I'm going to ignore it. Now, Joe, what about this? You know, that's it. That's what you do.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, could he not start with Joe? How much is 2 plus 2? Because I'm telling you, this guy seems to be unbelievably out of it these days.
I think, as I wrote in Killing Reagan, and by the way, my new Killing book, Killing Crazy Horse, is out September 8th. So if people are looking forward to the next Killing series, being the ninth one, they could pre-order. But when I wrote about Killing Reagan, this is very apropos to Joe Biden.
Yeah.
So Reagan, after he got shot, came back to serve. And he had his good days and his bad days.
Yeah.
And on his bad days, he was out of it. Mm. On his good days, he was right there. I think that's what we're seeing with Biden. Some days, he's cogent and lucid. And other days, like today, he goes to the reporter, well, if you can't tell the difference between a lion and an elephant, what? What does that mean? That's what he said. That's what Biden said today. I don't know the difference between a lion and an elephant. What? What is that? You know, and it's no, he doesn't explain the references. He just throws them out there. And I'm just going, I love this. This is like watching You Bet Your Life with Groucho Marx. You never know what's going to happen. A duck is going to come down with the secret word.
And it would all be hysterical, Mr. O'Reilly, were it not the future of the greatest nation. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there's so much on the line because you know, if you vote for Joe Biden, and people in Virginia, I would be very interesting to watch on election night, because if you guys in Virginia vote for Biden, you're basically giving up your right to bear arms,
yep,
your right to a fair hearing. There won't be any due process at all,
that's
particularly
right,
if Kamala Harris is the VP. Yes. I mean, you're really giving up a tremendous amount of rights.
Yeah.
For a liberal administration, because Biden's not going to stand up for anything. He's going to do what he's told to do by Rahm Emanuel and by David Axelrod, all the Obama acolytes, and by Obama himself. Obama's in the race now, as we saw last week.
Hey, tell me about this effort to get everybody to stand up for our country.
Okay. So I've had enough of the we're all racist. If your skin color is white, then somehow you got some privilege. I write about that in my message of the day on BillO'Reilly.com, and I equate it to Barack Obama. I think you'll find it very interesting. But I'm tired of it, all right? And, you know, if you want to think that me and Jeff Katz have white privilege, all right, go ahead. I mean, it doesn't bother me personally, but to brand the nation as white supremacists and all the cops are trying to beat up blacks, and you know, enough. So I came up with this bumper sticker. It's non-political. Stand up for your country. And you can give it, put it on your backpack, your car, whatever you want to do. But it basically says we don't kneel. We're not kneeling. Okay? LeBron wants to kneel. Okay, fine. O'Reilly's not kneeling.
Right.
Katz is not kneeling.
Right.
And, you know, and if you get these bumper stickers, it sends that message. You just have to, at this point in history, stand up for your country. Enough's enough.
Absolutely. Let's talk about some of the stuff at BillO'Reilly.com, because that's where you're going to get the bumper sticker, Stand Up For Your Country. You referenced it. Killing Crazy Horse comes out, I don't know if I mentioned this to you last time, Bill, it comes out the day before my birthday. I'm just throwing that out there, you know, for giggles. But
well, I got a copy for you, Jeff, so you're going to get a birthday present very soon.
You are the best. So give us a little insight for those of us that are fans of the Killing series. Entry number 9 is not going to disappoint, is it?
The guy who published all 9 books says this is the best one.
Wow.
I can't make that determination because they're all, to me, like kids, you know?
Yeah.
But the reason that he, and this is the publisher, a guy named Steve Rubin, he said this is your best book because you define in this book, Killing Crazy Horse, how the United States of America actually came into being. So if you read Killing England, you know we won the Revolutionary War, how we did it. But then after that, what happened? How did we go west? How did we get to California? What happened to the Native Americans that were standing between the white settlers and Colorado? And I go through it methodically from the early 19th century to the end of the 1800s. And you meet every Indian Chieftain, Cochise, Geronimo, Crazy Horse, Sitting Bull. You meet them, and you learn who they are. And then how the presidents dealt with them, Andrew Jackson, U.S. Grant. To me, it's a wide, sweeping education of America, but it's fun to read. We make all the killing books fun to read.
You do indeed. Now, I'm looking forward to it. I'm gonna trust Mr. Rubin that it's going to be a great read. If I were to rank them, I've got Killing Lincoln at the top of my list, followed very, very closely by Killing Reagan. And that might be because I just happen to like those two gentlemen and the mark that they've had on history. But I'm telling you, I love the series. I am anxious to read this, Bill.
Well, I think you're going to like this one. All of these books are challenging to write because we have to get our facts straight. And Killing Jesus was the hardest one to write because there was so little material. It was there, but we had to go to Jerusalem. We had to go to Rome. We had to just ferret it out. It was hard. Killing Kennedy, I think, was the most voluminous book. We had to dispel all of these myths that weren't true. Mm-hmm. But in Crazy Horse and Lincoln, you get a big sweep.
Yeah.
You get a big, big sweep of America and what was really happening. And if you really love your country, you really need to know about it in a truthful way.
Yeah.
And that's what I try to do.
Well, listen, I think you do a great job. I love the books, as I've said. We love the fact that we've got the O'Reilly update here on News Radio WRVA multiple times a day. And I would dare say that Pete Hamill's got to be really, really proud of your work as well, because it's just great stuff, Bill. And I can't tell you what it means to me that you make time for us. It really does mean a lot, and I appreciate it.
Anytime, Jeff. It's always a pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you, sir. That is Bill O'Reilly. Please make sure you head to the website, BillO'Reilly.com. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.